Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. All right, welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. This is the teaser trailer breakdown for the 1993 film Super Mario Brothers. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Justin DeSandro. JD, how's it going today?
I burnt the top of my mouth on a piece of pizza.
What kind of pizza?
You know what? I surprisingly found out that I'm not a fan of Papa John's. Anti-shout out. They have Papa John's out here, so it's the closest pizza that can remind me of Chicago. So I was a little bit happy about that.
You know what? For the price, I don't mind Papa John's.
That's normally, a good way of putting it.
Normally, you can get a pie there for about $7 to $9. I think if you paid more than that, then you overspend on your pizza.
I like that you called it a pie. That makes me smile.
That's the only word for it, man. I still got to get you to my parents' restaurant and have you try that pizza. Next time we can meet up near Chicago sometime. You'd like
it. I thought it was your sister's. Your parents now own it?
Well, yeah, they actually
did a hostile takeover?
They all own it together, so my parents own half of it, so if they ever pass away, technically I am a shareholder, so I part own it as well.
So what you're saying is murder is on the menu.
We'll see. If it takes off, that may be a choice. Sorry, Mom. Gotta do what I gotta do. But hey, thank you for hitting the download button on today's episode. Please help support the show just by rate, reviewing, and subscribing to our show on iTunes. That's the best way to support us. We've got two new episodes that come out every single week on the podcast. This is the teaser trailer first. It's kind of our shorter episode. We jump into the original film trailer, break down box office and critic response, and then we'll preview the next episode, which is really our more full-length show.
Did you see the trailer for the new The Strangers 2?
I haven't. Is that out?
The trailer is out.
And why didn't you send it to me?
Because I was going to, but then my memory forgot, so I didn't.
You know, let's discuss that on the next episode, because I do want to break that down, because I saw the poster for it at the theater, and I know it's right around the corner from actually coming out, a couple months.
Yeah, so, and there's a new trailer for the new Hellraiser movie out as well, too.
Ooh, yeah, we have to discuss that, too. All right, so some trailers on the next episode. Right now, follow us on social media if you haven't done that already. We're at Back in Time Pod on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook. We're facebook.com/backintimepod. Give us a follow on that. We're trying to really grow that audience, and we're going to start doing some more stuff with Facebook, like Facebook Live, do some videos while we're recording these episodes so we can interact with you guys a little bit more. I'm even thinking about doing like maybe a review where we actually watch the movie and then do like a Facebook Live where people can chime in and kind of talk with us while we watch it.
So it'd be like a little mix of the mystery theater and then the old guys from the Muppets.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a cool idea, right?
Yeah, if we can pull off the technology, I know as long as our DeLorean doesn't get stuck in 1993, and we're left with like one of those big honking VHS cameras that we're trying to record with.
I wouldn't mind that. Take me back to the 90s. So right now, up on Twitter, we do have our last poll topic of January, and we're going to have you guys help us vote on an Adam Sandler movie. We have a couple good choices right now. It's a really tight race as of right now with the voting. We're up to almost 80 votes. You can choose between Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, or Bulletproof. So head over to Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod, and cast your vote for the last episode of January. So, JD, what are you hoping our audience selects for the Sandler poll?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I was originally polling for The Wedding Singer. And honestly, it's probably because I most recently watched The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
So all of the comedy is like fresh on my mind, and it's a really funny movie. But the more I'm thinking about Billy Madison and just how funny he is in that movie and how evil Eric is as a villain, I threw in my vote for Billy Madison.
Okay. I did throw mine in for Bulletproof. I wish there were more Bulletproof fans. I was going back and forth with a follower on Twitter, and we were talking about our favorite quotes from Bulletproof, and it's so quotable. You'd love that movie. So we'll have to do it sometime, but it doesn't look like it's going to win the poll topic. But if I could plead with our audience to throw in some more votes for Bulletproof, that is the one I was trying for. But let's jump into some Super Mario Brothers here, because I know we want to break down the trailer and jump into some box office and critic response here. On this episode, what we do is we're going to pull up the trailer on YouTube. So if you're watching, if you have access to be able to watch this, I think that's the best way to experience it. Pull it up on YouTube right now. Just type in Super Mario Brothers trailer. And it should be the very first one that pops up. It is by Mario Buddy and has 2.9 million views. I bet they wish they had 2.9 million people that paid for tickets to come see this movie. It would have been a bigger success. And the trailer is about a minute 37, so it's a shorter trailer here. And I'm going to give a 3-2-1 countdown, and we're going to go ahead and hit play on this here. So, JD, are you pulled up and ready?
Got my mushrooms in my system, and I'm ready to rock.
All right, let's slide her in. 3-2-1.
Feeling we're not in Brooklyn no more.
Luigi! Sandy! You better not hurt us!
They're brothers. They're plumbers.
Oh no. Mario! Luigi!
They're on the trail of a kidnapped princess and a mystical meteorite.
It's incredible!
That gives anyone who possesses it the power.
Get me the rock! Hell again, Lizard Brett!
Now, they must rescue the princess.
Luigi!
Alien species escaping.
And make it safely back.
Later, alligator.
To our world.
Are you alright?
Before time runs out.
What?
Brothers, this ain't no game.
All right, JD, take it away. What did you think of the trailer?
I think if you had no idea who or what the Super Mario Brothers were or are, that was the most fan-freaking-tastic trailer you could have ever have seen. Does that not just blow you away with the flamethrowers? It's got Dennis. It's our second Dennis Hopper movie this month.
Yeah,
I mean he's not in it, but Fisher Stevens is in this movie. I don't know, man. There were so many flamethrowers. Like, I counted, like, 18 flamethrowers. And they just kept throwing flames. Like, in the game!
Yeah, it's, boy. I don't know if I'd use the word good to describe it. It kind of gave me a headache watching it. Like, the cuts were so fast. And the CGI is so bad. I don't know, man.
Okay. Just, come on. It's 1993. You're gonna call out the CGI.
Yes, because Jurassic Park came out at the same time, and it was fantastic.
So, am I hearing you correctly? You're saying that Jurassic Park is a better movie than Super Mario Brothers?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. I agree.
How dare you? Yeah, I mean, there's some good parts of it. Don't get me wrong. The voiceover guy is very good. I think they do a okay job of kind of introducing who these characters are. You know, they're plumbers, they're brothers, they're out to save the world. I got the power! I don't know. The song doesn't really work for me either. But yeah, it's just the way that they cut it was just, they're so fast and too much at the screen. I didn't like the cut of the trailer. Not so much what was in it, but how they did it.
Well, I disagree with you.
Okay.
I thought it was perfectly appropriate. I thought the cuts made for very powerful and energetic. I agree the song probably not the best of choices. I think it sort of marginalizes the whole purpose. I get what they're trying to accomplish, but could have been so much better if they kept with maybe the classic song or, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do. They could have done so much better.
Yeah, you don't think it would have been better if it would have been like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like something like it would just got more upbeat, more 90s. But
well, I mean, the hell. I mean, the Addams Family had MC Hammer do a rap remix, so why could they not have?
That's a good point. I forgot that. And if you want to hear us discuss some MC Hammer, go back in our archives and listen to the Addams Family episode where we talk about the music and the entire film, which we both love. One of my favorite episodes we've done so far. Da-na-na-na. Anyway, the trailer, we'll agree to disagree. JD's a fan. I thought it was a little messy. Let's do some box office numbers here. So we'll jump into Super Mario Brothers being released to cinema on May 28, 1993 to over 2,000 screens with a running time of 104 minutes. The budget for the film was $48 million, and the film was distributed by Buena Vista Pictures, which of course is owned by Walt Disney Studios Company. Super Mario Bros. Opened number 4 at the box office in its first weekend, bringing in $8.5 million. Pretty respectable once I give you the top 10, and we'll get to that in a second here. In the second week, the film dropped to number 6 and made $4.2 million, bringing the 10-day total to $13.9 million. Any thoughts on the first 10 days here at the box office, JD?
I mean, that's a lot of mushroom.
Yeah, absolutely. Mario's picking up some coins here. So Super Mario Brothers would only stay in theaters for one more week. So the schoolyard effect was in play here, but in a negative way. And they dropped all the way to number 10 at the box office and pulled in a measly $1.7 million, bringing their end to the box office run in a total domestic gross of only $20,915,465. JD, why do you think Super Mario Brothers was such a miss at the box office?
Whoa, miss? I'm sorry, in 3 weeks it made that much money? You and I will not make that much money in our lives combined.
That's true, but
where's the miss? Where is the miss?
Well, they spent $50 to make it.
Yeah, okay, but that's a tax write-off. That doesn't count.
With the amount of budget, and I'm sure the amount of marketing that they had to put into this, being that it is a Disney picture, maybe they were too quick to pull it. You know, I don't know whose call that was. But, I mean, only 3 weeks at the box office, that's a disappointment.
That's a short run. It definitely seems a little short-sighted, especially since, you know, even the movies that we've looked at, you know, last week and the week before, where we're talking, they grow over time into week 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
It seems short-sighted.
Do you think they didn't give it enough time to find its audience too quick? Or was there just never an audience for this film?
I mean, clearly there was somewhat of an audience. I mean, it made at least about half of its budget back. So people were watching it. And I mean, shoot, I had the action figures for this movie. I had a poster for this movie. I had the soundtrack. I was all in.
The poster is really cool. I love the poster.
You're damn right it's cool.
I can't wait to recreate it on our social media at Back in Time Pod with our faces on there. I'm, of course, Mario, and you're Luigi.
I accept player two.
I kind of thought they may have a quick turnaround since they pulled it quickly out of cinema. I thought maybe they'd send it to video store quicker, but they actually took over a year to get into Blockbuster and start rentals, and that came out June 24th of 1994.
So how does that coincide with any of the game releases? Does it?
I don't know.
Any idea?
I didn't look into that, to be honest. So I'm sure, I mean, they must have had to tie that in, because one of the production companies for the film is a Nintendo production company. Because, of course, they own all the licensing and all that stuff. It's surprising, you know, that between Nintendo and Disney, that this wasn't better than it was. That I think that's what I'm most disappointed with. And that's fair, right?
And make sure to insert sounds of crickets. What? The movie is awesome.
All right. We'll let you stick with that. Let's do some top 10 for the box office on May 28th. So number one movie at that time was Cliffhanger, also making its debut that same weekend. There's actually four movies that debuted that weekend. Number two, also a debut, was Made in America with Eddie Murphy. Number three, Dave. Number four, Super Mario Brothers. Number five, Hot Shots Part Deuce. Number two, Silver. Never even heard of that. Number seven, Menace to Society, which also was debuting that weekend. Number eight, Indecent Proposal. Nine, Dragon, The Bruce Lee Story. And number 10, Posse. Any of those movies stand out to you as favorites or movies that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, Hot Shots Part Deux was an amazing movie. I'm looking forward to the day when we review that one.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen that movie. I'm going
to
be honest with you.
Charlie Sheen at his best.
Yeah.
Which is hard to say.
I don't know why I never got into Hot Shots, but I mean, I did like Charlie Sheen in the 80s and 90s.
See, for me, like, my grandpa used to always love the spoof movies. He always loved Naked Gun. He loved the Hot Shots movies. So anytime there was a movie that made fun of, like, the broader, you know, genres, those were always playing at my house.
Okay, that's cool. What about Cliffhanger? Anything on Cliffhanger?
John Lithgow versus Sylvester Stallone. It's no wonder why it was number one.
I'm trying to remember the main villain in that movie that he's going to. Is it John Lithgow or is it Michael Rooker?
I thought it was John Lithgow. If it wasn't, cut me out. John Lithgow's in it though, right?
Yeah, I think it's been so long. I haven't seen it since like 90, probably 93, 94.
But I
just remember Michael Rooker. I think they're partners originally, and he drops Michael Rooker's like girlfriend or wife, and then those two like feud, but I don't know how it ties back in.
We'll have to watch it and review it.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Cliffhanger, let us know. Let's put that on the list. Maybe we'll do a Stallone topic sometime soon. I mean, we're for sure going to get in the Rambo and the Rocky series. No doubt about that. So if you got some other...
And Demolition Man.
And Demolition Man. So we'll probably put up a poll topic at some point, and Cliffhanger will be on that list. So if you like it, let us know at Back in Time Pod. Let's talk some critic response here for Super Mario Brothers. As always, I'm going to have you take a guess at the critic response and the audience response according to Rotten Tomatoes. So, JD, go ahead and let's try and guess this critic response.
23%.
Okay. All right, good. What about audience? How do you think the fans of the movie looked at it?
I love this movie, but I'm going to be realistic. I know there's very few of me out there. So I'm going to say 17%.
Okay. All right. So you're close if we flip them around here. So the critic response was 15, and the audience response was 28. So you're not far off. So, I mean, I think realistically, that was a good guess. So now, there were some positive reviews, believe it or not. There's two of them by some pretty well-known review critics. So I'm going to give you those first, and then we'll get into some of the more negative ones here. The first one comes from Janet Maslin of the New York Times. She said, "The film's two directors and three screenwriters have clearly tried to breathe life into this non-story to the point where the film's intensity seems more crazy than cynical." She gave it, I believe, 3.5 out of 5 stars in a fresh rating. Hal Henson of the Washington Post said, "This movie, which was directed by music video whiz kids Rocky and Annabelle Jenkel, is sweet, funny, and full of bright invention. In short, it's a blast."
Yeah.
Those weren't bad.
Yeah. That's like reading the Bible right there. What you just said is fact.
Not everybody was as positive about Super Mario Brothers. The majority of the reviews were all negative. I only picked two out that I thought were some of the better ones here. Carrie Rickey of the Philadelphia Inquirer said, "Scenery rushes by, noise blares, characters pop up wearing new costumes that they couldn't possibly have had time to change into as they eluded their adversaries." That was her review. And then Michael Wilmington of the Los Angeles Times said, "Ultimately, it's one more stop in the arcade, beckoning, waiting to soak up time and money."
It's a little harsh.
A little harsh, yeah. I don't think the arcade one's that far off. I'm sure they would have liked to have soaked up more money, though. Made back a little bit more of that $50 nut that they had to put out there.
You call it a $50 nut.
or 50 million, I should say. What are you looking forward to discussing most here in the full episode, which is going to come out in a couple days here on iTunes?
The dance numbers.
Okay. So dance numbers.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm looking forward to diving into Koopa, played by the great Dennis Hopper, and then also talking about Bob Haskins, who's also a phenomenal actor and a British, I believe he's British or English, I can't remember which one. He's got a really thick accent, but he's rocking that New York accent in this movie, and I think he does an awesome job with it. I love his accent.
Praise. There we go. Praise. And yeah. Don't forget, John Leguizamo's in it. Fisher Stevens is in it. Yoshi. I will give you a crack at that. They did screw up Yoshi pretty hard.
Yeah. Fisher Stevens. Always excited to talk some Fisher Stevens. One of my favorite movies in the 80s, which we haven't discussed yet. Short Circuit. He's in that one. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that. He plays an Indian.
Yep.
And Short Circuit also takes place in Astoria.
Absolutely, it does. Was it the sequel? I think I remember seeing like all the sequels. All number twos were in Astoria.
Might be right. I'm
Short
sorry.
Short Circuit 2, right. Free Willy 2. Everything, like all the sequels go to Astoria for some reason. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to discussing those things. And maybe I'm going to try and take a positive spin and try to find something. Are you surprised that, you know, now we're in, I mean, how many years has it been since this has been out? 15 years? So, no, 25 years, right?
Yeah. Math has beguiled you.
Yeah. Clearly not a mathematician. What are you surprised that there's not a cult following by now for this movie? Because, I mean, if you look at, like, the recent...
Just stop right now. What are you talking about? Yes, there's a cult following.
I don't think there is. I don't think there's a cult following like Monster Squad, like The Room, which we've discussed in recent episodes. I don't see that type of fan base with this movie.
Kyle, I hate to say this to you, but you're wrong.
Okay.
Our fans, are you not calling our fans capable of recognizing a cult following? They voted yes for this movie.
No, I do understand that we got it voted.
Apologize to our fans.
I'm sorry to our listeners. You're right. I insulted the voters of the movie here. Yeah, I just mean like, you know, thousands. I don't see like the t-shirts around and that's what I mean.
No, you're right. I mean, you go to any comic convention, you're going to see art catered directly to, like you said, Monster Squad. You're going to see portraits of Pennywise. You're not really going to see much of anything for this movie. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Why do you think that is?
Hopefully we can make one hell of a podcast and change the perception of the world.
Okay. So you're hoping with this podcast, we can turn this thing around for the creators and give them some love for what they tried to do.
Absolutely.
I do think that the director and writer, I should say directors and writers of this movie, they had a really difficult job. I mean, it's arguably probably the most popular video game of all time. So it's not an easy feat to adapt this into a movie because there's not a lot of story with the video game. Other than you go jump on people's heads, you go through tunnels, you collect coins, and you try and save the princess, which is basically what they try and do with this movie, but also add in this backstory that he's a plumber and all that stuff. Any thoughts on that?
No, that's a really, really good point because of the simplicity of the story of the games, I think that's part of why it's such a popular series. It's simple. It's survival. You know, like, if anything, they could have made this into a survival horror movie where it's just, you know, it's like Saw, like Mario and Luigi wake up and they're tied into this, you know, awful bathroom. And it's just like, what do we have to do? We just have to fucking run, you know?
Oh my god, would that not be the most amazing next chapter of Saw?
Luigi,
where the hell are we?
Oh, that was good. That was a good Bob Hoskins.
I'll be working on it next couple of days. Again, I just want to thank you guys for joining us on the teaser trailer breakdown. We want to keep these somewhat short. Again, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. We're on social media at Back in Time Pod, and Facebook is facebook.com/backintimepod. You can also email us any questions or shoot us a message about what you love about the show at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. We really want to interact with you guys as much as possible. On Twitter right now, again, we have our Adam Sandler poll topic going right now, and you can help us vote for the next movie that we're going to review. It's Billy Madison, The Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, or Bulletproof. So this comes out on Monday. You have till Wednesday to get your vote in. So vote for that and vote for Donnelly. We'll be back next week with another teaser trailer breakdown. We're going to be covering the very funny comedy film Dirty Work, starring Norm Macdonald. JD, any quick thoughts on Dirty Work?
Yeah, I know we discussed this earlier, but we might have a surprise guest with us for Dirty Work. We might have the incomparable little brother Jesse might join us.
Looking forward to that. I know, real quick before we go, we did have a special shout out to one of our listeners on Twitter. JD, do you want to address our listener?
Yeah, you know, we part of what we do, we demand and we have to thrive on the feedback we get from you guys, and we got our first bit of hate mail. So big shout out to on Twitter, he's at podcastlover69.
69.
It's a great name. All of his, you know, handful of followers. And he referred to, you know, your boys as being flat, no better than a 10-minute Google search. So, you know, give him some props. Go to his site, flood him, listen to his great podcast where he, you know, he hates us. So we'll try to be less flat. We'll try to be less 10-minute search on Google, and you know, it's not like we spend an hour diving deep into scene by scene of the film discussing actor interaction and story development or anything like that.
Right.
Podcast Lover 69, you piece of shit. But nonetheless, bring us all your love and your hate. We will use that to evolve our show to better suit you guys. It's all about you.
Shout out to everybody for your comments, your likes, your votes. We love you guys. Last thing, we'll be back in a couple days with that full review for Super Mario Brothers, so stay tuned for that in the meantime. And in between time, thanks for listening, and we're going to hop back into DeLorean, and we will see you guys in present day. So long.
Podcast Lover 69.
Honey, listen. Get that mattress, the Goomba mattress. Lay it over there.
The Goomba mattress. Come on, pick it up. Get that back.
Come on, bring it over here.
Very good.
Hey,
you must be the girls, the missing girls from Brooklyn.
Yeah, except for Angelica. She's from Queens. She's all right.
Hey, I'm freezing my butt off here. There's cold air coming from the air vent.
Yeah, we froze the pipes. We're going for a little ride.